Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Dow is at 18,017. Hey, maybe even we'll close above 18,000 for the year. Who would have ever thought that? The S&P 500 is up almost 2 points right now. The S&P is at 2,082. Looks like we've got 2,000 in the bag easily here. And we're going to close at or near new highs for the year, new all-time highs, that is. Not just 52, all-time highs, all right? Let's put that in perspective. The NASDAQ is up 13 this morning, 4,790, up 13 points. Crude oil. Okay, now I've been talking about this a lot. I said I'm not so sure a bottom has been put in yet in crude oil. I see it shaky at best. I see about a week or two of trying to settle in the mid-50 area. Well, we're breaking below that today. We're at 52.97 now. We're below 53. We're down 2.1% on crude oil. So that bottom is still being searched out by the crude oil price. Gold is at 11.93. It's hung out right around the 1200 area for the better part of the year. It's made no progress in 2014. It will have its day in the sun again at some point in time. And I'll let you know when I think that is. But I've been out of gold for the last 3.5 years. The euro is at 1.2133. And the 10-year yield this morning is at 2.18%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we'll be picking up a new affiliate, a new station next week. We'll be on KCAA, which is in the San Bernardino Riverside area of Southern California, a highly populated and dense portion of Southern California. The freeways at that time, at this time of morning, where they'll hear my show live every morning, highly congested, lots of folks cursing the day they ever moved to the Inland Empire. No, it's a lovely place, but there is a lot of traffic in that area. It's also home to Monster Beverage. So we'll pay homage to the folks that turned a little organic juice shop into some of that Monster juice that will get your day going. I see these kids walking to high school nowadays, and they're either drinking a Starbucks coffee or they're drinking, slugging down a Monster Energy. Now, that's $3 or $4. To start your day. My mom, I was lucky to get I got some scrambled eggs, you know, and a piece of toast before I left. But these kids nowadays, they need their energy, and Monster provides it. Well, we've got the job numbers again this week. That's something that we'll watch very, very closely in 2014, towards the end, which is today, 2015 rather. And 2015, we're going to watch the weekly jobless claims come in each and every week. At least I'm going to watch them, and I'm going to report to you. Usually they come in every Thursday. We want those numbers to stay around 300,000. That's where they've been for the better part of the year. Most times 250, 260, 270, 290, right in that area. And as long as we remain in that area, that's one of the criteria we can check off our list for this bull market to continue. Now, I can remember back in 08, 07, 09, we were up around 500, 600,000 new unemployment claims. That's not good for an economy, and that obviously was a result of an economic financial crisis type of meltdown. And now we've been in the melt-up for 5.5 years, and we're going to remain vigilant in 2015. And just one of the little pieces that we watch, I record it every week so I can see the slope of the line, see the direction, see the trend that we're headed in, is those initial jobless claims. And once again, we're right around 300K. We'll also watch the jobs creation, the monthly non-farm payrolls report. I don't know why they don't count the folks working on farms, because they probably work harder than the average guy out there. I've milked goats. I've picked up the eggs in the morning. Hey, the eggs are getting expensive out here in California. We have to raise our chickens now in cageless types of coops that cost a lot more money to do it that way, but it's more humane. And as a result, the consumer is paying much more for the eggs. But we'll be watching the non-farm payrolls this year. We're right around 5.8%. And we'll also watch that job creation and the quality of that job creation. And are the folks getting any more money in their pockets? Are they getting a raise? Well, fortunately, this past year, despite no raises in the cookie jar or in the Christmas stocking, we've gotten a raise in the way of lower oil prices. Because all those folks stuck in their cars in the Inland Empire of Southern California and elsewhere across the nation are burning gasoline. And that gasoline is $1.23 less this time this year than it was last time this year. That's like a raise. Boss comes, you come to work, go in, boss says, hey, we're going to give you another $70 a week or whatever it works out to in your situation. You know what? That's just like extra money. That's like finding it, you know? Well, maybe you want to put a little bit away into your Roth. I'm an investment advisor. I'm supposed to encourage you to put some money away into your Roth with those extra savings. Maybe tell the boss, you know, add another $50 this year. Every week, take another 50 out of my paycheck and put it into my 401k. And I'm going to follow along and try to stay in the right asset classes and in the right funds and try to make a little extra money, speed up that retirement date a little bit. Or if you're like most folks, you're going to stop at the Cracker Barrel or at the TJ Maxx or at the Ross stores or at the Macy's or any number of other haunts where you can spend that extra money. So consumers starting the year off a little bit stronger. Now, is this a trend? I see a company today, American Eagle Energy, publicly traded on the NASDAQ, AMZG. They have suspended all drilling operations, citing the oversupply of crude oil. The company likely won't resume drilling until oil prices improve, but it will complete the two wells it drilled in the current quarter of 2015. Now, that's probably going to be a trend. You know, that's part of balancing that supply-demand equation. And along the way, more companies stop drilling, and pretty soon the oversupply of crude oil starts to get eaten up. There's still a lot of cars on the freeway. Maybe not this holiday-shortened week or the last holiday-shortened week, but come the new year, traffic's back to normal. And we're burning a lot of fuel, and those inventories will start to be pecked away at, and pretty soon the supply-demand equation will get more balanced out. Right now we're still trying to find that number, bouncing around this $52, $53 area, but I guess we need more companies to stop drilling for now. That's not good for the consumer, but if you're an investor in crude oil futures, or if you're in that business, you want higher oil. Also, I see Lithuania is going to become the 19th member of the Eurozone at midnight tonight, following the path of other former Soviet satellite states, Latvia, Estonia, and Slovakia. So welcome Lithuania to the Eurozone, and the Eurozone happy to have Lithuania. Lithuania says we don't have to accept the pressure of being a small country with a little currency anymore, says Valdis Amakas, who was president of Lithuania for about a decade. Now we are members of the Eurozone. Well, we'll see how the Eurozone does in 2015. Of course, Greece is on the forefront right now of that Eurozone. A little bit of worry there. They can't pick a new leader. Snap election coming. Will they go back to their spending habits? Or will they remain on the austere track wherein the EU has helped them out, helped bail them out? They want them to stay on their path towards austerity. So as we start a new year, the Eurozone will also be in focus. And that's another thing we'll be watching in 2015. That's the global economy, because we're all linked. Oil prices impact us all. Interest rates impact us all. How one country is doing, one country's GDP affects another country's GDP. But for now, the 5.5-year, almost 6-year-old bull market remains intact. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of winners and losers in 2015, and I like to take a look at the indexes themselves, and I like to try to choose the very best companies from each index. You know, if you spent the time to take a look, let's just say you looked at the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, which did very poorly in 2014 after a sizzling year in 2013. You'll see a lot of duds in that 600 card pack of baseball cards that you buy. A lot of utility infielders, a lot of backup catchers that only play on Sunday, a lot of deep relief pitchers that only see action once a week. You know, just a lot of mediocrity there in those indexes. And I'm a proponent of taking a look at those indexes and trying to seek out and find the very best stocks within those indexes. And of course, the number one decision you have to make before you even go to that step is whether you want to be invested in the market or not. And my indicators, which include all of the economic numbers that come out on a weekly and monthly basis, and all of the rankings of the asset classes and the indexes, and all the technicals of the market, continue to tell me that it's best to be in the stock market. Not in U.S. bonds, not in emerging markets, not in metals, not in commodities, not in other currencies, but right here in the United States of America. And obviously, one of the big indexes that we have here is the S&P 500. And the S&P 500 also has a lot of baggage in it. And I like to try to find the very best stocks. And as they rise up and they start to become a leader in the index, I like to replace if there's one that's lagging and falling from grace. For instance, there was a big turnover earlier this year as the oil stocks fell from grace. And I sold off my oil stocks. I'd have to look at my newsletter, but it was way before the real damage was done. I still had gains in most of my oil stocks when I sold them. And the oil stocks have really taken it on the chin. Many of them are down 30-40%. And I believe at that time, those need to come out of a portfolio and they need to be replaced by more vibrant stocks within the portfolio. And one theme that I really like as we begin the new year is the benefit that is derived from lower oil and gas prices. In fact, yesterday I did two stocks that were both benefiting from extra money showing up in the consumer's pocket. And today I'm going to do another one. And it comes from the S&P 500. So this would be a stock if you're trying to cherry pick an index like the S&P 500. To me, this is one of the cherries in the index at the current time. You know, a lot of these retail drugstore stocks did really well in 2014. CVS is one I missed that I really kicked myself for. Had a tremendous year. And the other one I'm trying to think of, which I can't think of right now, also had a very good year. But the one that's coming on right now, and they're kind of changing their company today a little bit, WAG, which is Walgreens yesterday, becomes WBA today, and they have bought a boot company. They're headquartered in Deerfield, Illinois, although I know they've done something with Switzerland. Something's going on with Switzerland. I don't know if they're moving their headquarters. I think actually they backed off of moving their headquarters to Switzerland, but this is an S&P 500 quality stock. And this is a stock that is suitable for a conservative growth profile, in my opinion. This is a company that pays a dividend of 1.8%. This could even fit into a dividend-paying portfolio. This is a $72 billion company. This isn't a small-cap biotech. You know what I'm saying? This isn't a micro-cap semiconductor stock. Walgreens can be found all across the country. In fact, there's 8,309 drugstores, including mail service and home care facilities in 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. So they're not worldwide. They're a domestic company here in the United States with a very, very good presence. And the stock has been rising considerably in my rankings recently. And it's a stock that I currently own in my large cap dividend paying portfolio, the growth and income portfolio. And here's why I like it at the current time. Walgreens has started to perform very well. You know, it had kind of a dicey past. It didn't really move much for many, many years. And then we started to see a lot of the mom and pop drugstores kind of go by the wayside and a lot of consolidation. I can remember the days of Long's Drugstores and Save-On's out here in Southern California. They've just all been consolidated into about two or three big ones now. CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid is the other one I was trying to think of. And they've done very, very well. And they've also expanded their offerings. You know, not only is it prescriptions, but it's also, you know, a little bit of groceries, something you need on the run, household products, consumer staples, I think you could call it. And all of a sudden, the performance in Walgreens has picked up considerably. In fact, over the last 3 years, Walgreens been clipping along at 35% per year, doubling the returns of the index that it's a part of, S&P 500. And over the last 12 months, it's up 34%, while the market's up 13%. Now, can it continue to outperform and outrun the S&P 500? I make no guarantees. It's been doing it in the past. To look to the future, we look to valuation. Walgreens is expected to make $4.42 in earnings next year. That will be a 22% increase over this year. Well, that's some pretty good growth there year over year if they can achieve those numbers. And when I take that $4.42 and extend it out over the next 5 years at about 15% per year is where the analysts are right now in their growth projections. And when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for that industry, comparables would be CVS, comparables would be Rite Aid, comparables might even be a Kroger, for instance. I come up with a $140 target price. 5 years from now, I don't do six-month target prices. If we're going to do five-year growth rates, why not do five-year target prices? That helps me keep my eye on the prize down the road, on that pot of gold, and it helps me track quarter by quarter to see if the company remains on track. Walgreens, in my opinion, still has significant upside potential, and it is a stock that has outperformed the market here recently, and hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, it would continue to do that. Is it a defensive stock? To some extent. I mean, people are going to stop spending when the economy eventually starts to go south, but Walgreens held up pretty good back in 08. It was down 34% that year. I give it a safety grade of C+. Right now, Walgreens, out of 3,951 stocks in my database right now, comes in at number 41. And as I said, it is a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts, a member of the S&P 500. It's one I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're trying to cherry pick the market a little bit. You know, we can buy the broad indexes. You know, this would have been a year where most of us, including myself, would have been better off just buying the NASDAQ 100 and sitting tight all year long. But I tell you, along the way, there were a lot of scares. And if anything, I was a little too jumpy this year. I mean, I had a terrific year in 2013, and I wasn't real anxious to give up those big gains that I made last year. And we had some pretty good scares that came along in the market this year. But for the most part, I remained fully invested for the year. Index investors probably fared the best in 2014. Most active money managers, hedge fund managers, I don't know what the average hedge fund did. I'm sure that number will come out here in the next few weeks. That'll be an interesting number to see. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to, one, at least I'm going to continue to decide, one, the best asset classes that I want to be invested in. Is this going to be the bond year, a gold year, a commodities year, an inverse year, or is it still the market? And for me, as we sit here today, almost 6 years into it, this is still a market that favors equities, ownership in stocks. We still have a zero interest rate policy here in America, and the economic numbers that keep coming out continue to be sufficient to support this ongoing bull market. So I remain fully invested for the most part in the portfolios that I manage. And I continue to try to cherry pick those indexes for what I consider to be the cherries that are sitting there. I don't like the backup catchers. I don't like the utility infielders. I don't like the rotten tomatoes. Instead, I try to find the most vibrant stocks that I call the best stocks now. Looking at the S&P 500, which also has its share of duds and thuds, and very well-run companies that have been giant winners over the years, I continue to like the pharmaceutical sector within that industry, within the S&P 500. The S&P 500 is weighted among several industries, and I believe that oil right now is at about 11% weighting. I have zero exposure to the oil stocks or to any oil ETFs. Instead, I have an overweight in the pharmaceuticals and in the healthcare sector. And one of the pharmaceutical stocks that I continue to favor, it's bounced around, had a kind of a bouncy two-week period of time, but in the overall scheme of things over the long haul, this continues to be one of the superior stocks in the S&P 500, in my opinion. Name of the company is Celgene. And I featured it many times in the past. I'm going to feature it again today because there has been a little controversy swirling about it. And I have had some people send me an email, do you still like Celgene? The answer is yes. The company's headquartered in Summit, New Jersey. Celgene is a $90 billion company. It's a biotech, but they've been profitable for the last 10 years. So it's a pharmaceutical, it's a drug company, even though it's still labeled as a biotech. They develop therapies to treat cancer and immune inflammatory related diseases by regulating cells, genes, and proteins. They had this year in sales about $7 billion, almost $8 billion in sales. And in earnings next year, they're looking for $4.86, which would represent a 32% increase over this year. There's not a lot of S&P 500 stocks that are growing at a 30% clip. In fact, over the last 5 years, Celgene has been growing their earnings bottom line at a 29% per year clip. And you can compare that with a lot of other S&P 500 members that are growing in the single digits these days. Celgene currently has terrific. It's one of the best performers in the entire market, not just the S&P 500, but the entire market. Over the last 10 years, here's that correlation of earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Celgene has been appreciating at a 32% clip per year. That's the average. Yes, it's a dicey run, but if you take where this stock was 10 years ago today and where it is today, doesn't pay a dividend, you do a little compound annual growth math to it, you get a 32% per year return over the last 10 years while the market's delivered 5. And we know the axiom, there's no guarantee past performance, no guarantee of future performance, but I sure like that batting average. Over the last 5 years, Celgene has also been appreciating at 32% per year. That seems to be a good number for Celgene. In fact, it currently has a PE ratio of 32. How do you like that? Over the last 3 years, the pace has picked up as biotechs and pharmaceuticals have really come into favor. Celgene has averaged 50% per year over the last 3 years. Does it have any gas left in the tank? Well, we have to look to valuation for that, for some kind of guidance there. But suffice it to say that the performance of Celgene, when I rank it against all the other stocks, not just in its index, the S&P 500, but also the rest of the market, it gets an A+. This is one of the valedictorians of the entire market when it comes to performance. And the momentum grade now is a little bit weak because the stock's had a little sell-off. I mean a little sell-off. What? It's off $5. It hit 120 recently. Now it's at 115. And I'm getting people writing to me, is this stock okay? Well, you got to put it in perspective. You got to step back. You got to take away the emotion. And I would say if you had a conservative growth portfolio, what would you replace it with? You have a better replacement? Maybe cash is better. If you think this stock's going to go down from here, then replace it with cash. Or if you think there's another stock out there that's going to do better in 2015 than Celgene, then replace it. But right now, I continue to like Celgene because the valuation also supports my thesis. Not only does the past performance look terrific, I mean, this is one of the best of the best. The valuation still is okay in my book. If I take Celgene's earnings potential for next year, their estimates of 486, this is a company that has been a superior performer. It gets a superior multiple. You know, duds in the market that are growing by 5 or 6% get a much lower multiple than a company that's growing at 25 to 30%. So when I apply a superior premium multiple to this premium stock, I come up with the five-year target price of $213. That gives it 87% upside potential. This isn't a dividend payer. This doesn't qualify in my book for my growth and income account, where I try to buy the very best dividend paying stocks out there as opposed to bonds right now. I don't like bonds. This is one that's a growth company. This is a large cap growth stock. That's the category it fits in. But at the same time, it is got a little bit of biotech. It could have drugs that end up not working out or being pulled from the market or going to generic or whatever. There's all kinds of things that can happen. But right now, Celgene, out of 3,951, comes in at number 124, and it is a stock that I've owned for quite some time. And it's a stock that I currently own in my growth accounts, not my income accounts, but my growth accounts. And as I look at the index, this one happens to be in the S&P 500. In my book, this is one of the superior stocks within that S&P 500. Rather than owning all 500, I try to cherry pick those indexes and own the very, very best. And I consider this stock at the current time to be one of the best stocks within the S&P. No guarantees, no recommendations here, just giving you an example of one that I own. Now, that lastly, you know, I like to look at that visual stock chart. In fact, that's the one thing I check every single day. There's not a day goes by that I don't look at a visual picture, an x-ray, if you will, the overall health of the patient to make sure it's still healthy. And I see a chart that's been going up now for the last 10 years on the long haul. And as I look at the short term here, I see a stock that still looks very, very healthy from its stock chart. So those are the three things that I try to line up. It really narrows the field down. I like that performance, that past performance that shows that management knows how to put money in investors' pockets. I like that valuation, and I like that picture that it draws. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back for the final segment.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. In fact, it's the final segment of the year 2014. I'll be working hard New Year's Day, cleaning up my indexes a little bit, updating some valuations, and enjoying a little football. Our compliance officer here at Gunderson Capital Management, her husband loves to smoke things. No, not things like that. Things in the smoker, you know, ribs and chickens and turkeys and whatever else. So it's a big barbecue fest here in San Diego, and I'll be attending with my son, one of the chief operating officer at Gunderson Capital Management, and he'll be co-managing. Just a little bit of input there, get his feet wet, a new portfolio that we'll be introducing in 2015. That's our moderate growth. For folks that are neither conservative or aggressive, they're more in the middle, moderate. And we'll be cherry picking S&P 400 index, S&P 500, and even the S&P 600 small cap index to come up with the best moderate portfolio. Moderate growth, and the emphasis will be on growth, not on income in that portfolio. That will be showing up in the newsletter that goes out this weekend. Make sure you get the newsletter. Get on our mailing list for 2015. There's a good New Year's resolution. You're going to stay on top of your portfolio and on top of the market, and you're going to do everything you can possibly do to be positioned in the right places at the right time. And out of the bad neighborhoods, like energy stocks, when that comes along, or when the gold stocks fall out of favor for the last 3 years, those are the neighborhoods you don't want to be in. The emerging markets, another neighborhood, although there are two foreign markets that I do like, and you'll see those in the newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to get on our weekly mailing list. We're approaching 10,000 now newsletters that we send out. Not by mail. I'd hate to lick all those stamps. Via email. What a day and age we live in. Isn't it wonderful? I just love the technological advances that have come along in my lifetime. Now, I had a listener ask a question. I recently did a little short spot on the best technical pattern. You know, I'm a technical analyst, too. I obviously pay a lot of attention to the fundamentals, valuation, performance, etc. But technicals are the final decision maker for me. And if you just think about it really simply, I mean, if you just go back, I used to follow the professional tape reader out of Florida. I've got his book over, Stan Weinstein. And what I liked about his method of technical analysis, although it's only one method that I apply, is he just gave a simple number to each trend. Number one is a sideways trend. And that's obviously not the best trend to buy unless you are anticipating some kind of a catalyst that's going to break it out of that sideways trend. But a stock in a sideways trend is not profitable, obviously, unless you're just collecting that dividend, I suppose. But I want capital gains along with my dividend. I want my cake and eat it, too. Number two is an uptrend. Well, that's when that stock finally decides to break out of that sideways trend, because a stock has two decisions at that point in time. It can break down into a downtrend, which would be a four, which I'll talk about in a moment. Or it can break up to an uptrend, which is a 2. And Weinstein also broke it down. There's an early 2, meaning it just broke out, just started an uptrend. And there's no guarantee that it's going to stay in that uptrend, but it has that inertia behind it for now. And hopefully that will continue. A new trend has developed. And a lot of times breakouts fail, new uptrends fail, and they fall back into that sideways trend. But that's a pretty good point in time to look at a stock. I love breakouts myself. You say, well, why would you buy it at a new all-time high? Because I don't like buying it at a new all-time low. That's the alternative. I don't like buying it in a sideways trend. That's another alternative. I'm buying it when it's breaking out and showing that it's finally made up its mind on what way it wants to go. And then there's also a very late 2 trend. It's been going up for a long time. Well, that's okay if you own it, but it obviously becomes riskier and riskier to buy into these long, long uptrends. And then eventually the stock goes back into a sideways trend, right? It doesn't go up forever. The small cap stocks, which went up all year last year, this past year, or 2 years ago, this past year, they went sideways all year. Sideways trend. Now they have to make up their mind. Are they going to break out and start a new uptrend, or are they going to roll over and begin a three? A three is a rollover. That is the worst one. That's a stock that's just beginning to point downward. Now, the oil stock started doing that way earlier this year. That was a major warning sign. You want to get out before what develops? The next trend, which is 4, and that's a downtrend. And then hopefully that downtrend, nothing goes down forever, just like oil is not going to go down forever. Eventually that 4 is going to settle out and start to go sideways once again. It has not done that yet. So you can see how early oil is in that 1, 2, 3, 4, back to 1 process right now. It hasn't stabilized. It hasn't found that sideways trend yet. And it's going to be a while before it builds a solid sideways trend. And we don't know when eventually that sideways trend starts to develop, oil starts to go back up, and the oil stocks start to break out to the upside. That's why I continue to say it's way too soon to be nibbling at the oil stocks. As tempting as it is, in my speculative trading account, if I see one that finally I just can't resist anymore, I may pick it up. But I think it's way too soon to be a contrarian and try to pick the bottom here, because oil hasn't found a bottom yet. We're at 52 now and counting. We were at 72, and then 65, and then 62, and then 55, and now 52. That's obviously a downtrend. So in my opinion, the best trend to buy is one that is just emerging out of a sideways trend. I don't mean 1 or 2 days. Step back, look at the past 12 months. You can label. You can do some trend, mark up trends over the holidays. Look at a chart. Look at charts in your mind. Is that a 1, a 2, a 3, or a 4? And the best one to sell is that 3 that's rolling over. Run like heck. Anyways, pwstreet.com to get the newsletter. And if you'd like to explore our money management services here at Gunderson Capital, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.